I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I'd been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Let's see. Man, we got all kinds of stuff. Jenna Ellis is Director of Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. She is a constitutional attorney. And as you know, we've got a lot of stuff in the news lately, most of it here in state, revolving around transgender bathrooms. We've got the Clark County School District that has all but nailed down its policy. The state is in the process of nailing down its policy. Is there anything we can do? Jenna Ellis may have some ideas. We'll do that coming up after 11 o'clock. In the meantime, we're going to talk about what happened yesterday. Now, if you listen to the Legal Eagles, they're telling you that the president is in deep, deep trouble. Let's go to cut four, because this is Jeffrey Toobin. Yesterday, a busy legal day, but for Jeffrey Toobin, one thing stood out.
The thing that is of the most significance, and it is of immense significance, is that Michael Cohen implicated Donald Trump in a federal crime. He said that his violation of campaign finance laws was in coordination with and at the direction of Donald Trump. That means that according to this guilty plea, Donald Trump was a co-conspirator and or an aider and abettor of this crime. That is, in and of itself, something of such great significance that I don't even think it has a parallel during Watergate. No one, I believe, pled guilty during the Nixon presidency, tying the president so directly into a federal crime. What happens as a result of that, if anything, is a very different question. But for a long time, we had heard from the president's supporters, well, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has to do with the Ukraine many years ago. This brings the scandal right to the door of the White House.
I'm going to be honest with you. Unless Michael Cohen taped a conversation with the president where the president says, go ahead and do it. I don't think Michael Cohen has any credibility as a witness. None, zero, nada. Unless there is some corroborating piece of evidence. I don't think they've got anything on the president. It's Michael Cohen and admitted liar's words against the president of the United States. Don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. Meanwhile, the president was heading out to West Virginia for a speech last night. And by the way, the speech was great. It was a typical part teleprompter, part off the cuff. Great speech. But I want to go to cut five real quick because this is the president and his reaction to the Paul Manafort verdicts. Convicted on 8 of 18 counts. This was the president just before he got on Air Force One.
You know, it's a very sad thing that happened. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This started as Russian collusion. This has absolutely nothing to do. This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace. But this has nothing to do with what they started out looking for Russians involved in our campaign. There were none. I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. Again, he worked for Bob Dole. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for many, many people. And this is the way it ends up. And it was not the original mission, believe me. It was something very much different. So, had nothing to do with Russian collusion. We continue the witch hunt. Thank you very much.
Okay, there you have it. The president yesterday before he jumped on Air Force One. Which leads me to believe, and if you notice the difference between those comments, Paul Manafort's a good man, and the comments he made today on Twitter about Michael Cohen, it indicates to me that Paul Manafort gets a pardon and, well, Paul Manafort will get a pardon and Michael Cohen will rot in jail. At least that's the early indication, because he's talking about Michael Cohen in a much nastier way than he's talking about Paul Manafort. Now, just a thought. If there is something on tape where the president acknowledges, yeah, we're going to make this $130,000 payment. Yeah, go ahead, Michael. Go ahead and make it. I suspect that Michael Cohen never even broached it. Now, the president and his people, Rudy Giuliani, they say that there's nothing that they never talked about it. And it might be that Michael Cohen's just making this up. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a fixer. And that might be what we're talking about. One of the things that I think is laying there in the weeds is there a tape of the president and Michael Cohen? Now remember, when they seized everything, you know, they took his computer and his smartphone and they took everything. Am I right? I have a feeling there's nothing there. I have a feeling that there is no tape of the president. And if there are charges filed, against the president of the United States or against his campaign, there will be discovery and we'll find out what the government has. I don't know what that will be. I really don't know. But unless there is a tape, if this is a he said, the president's going to win that one. because Michael Cohen is an admitted liar. And all he's doing is just digging the hole deeper. If what he is doing is lying to Robert Mueller, then there may be other issues for Michael Cohen down the road. Take a quick break. And again, I stress, unless there is some corroborating piece of evidence, a tape. Sure, Michael, go and pay her $130,000. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. Now again, Jeffrey Toobin and some of these people are saying, "Oh my God, it's legal Armageddon for the president. He's now an unindicted co-conspirator, or he may be guilty of aiding and abetting a felony." But they're making a quantum leap. More to come. You want to join in? And by the way, I firmly believe the 63 million people that voted for Donald J. Trump, I don't think they really care. This is going right over their head. They really could care less. This is not going to change the way they feel about their president. To those people wearing the MAGA hats, the Make America Great Again hats, I don't think they care. We're going to find out if you care. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. No matter where you live in Amargosa Valley or Hawthorne, Pahrump, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. I'm going to be in Carson City on Friday. I'll be at the Corley Ranch on Saturday. We'll be broadcasting live. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be fun. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash. Get your tickets today at morningofnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501, or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Let's tell you what's to. I was going to bring you some of the president. I'll get to some of the president's comments in Charleston, West Virginia, yesterday, and it was vintage Trump. I mean, it reminded me so much of that rally that they held here at the Venetian. That I was honored to MC. The Trump campaign asked me to MC it, and I said, sure. And they had like between 8,000 and 9,000 people at the Venetian. They knocked out all the walls, opened all the doors, and for as far as the eye could see in this big ballroom setting, it was all folks wearing red MAGA, Make America Great Again hats. It was so cool. And that's what I thought about last night in West Virginia, that this crowd went nuts for him. And this was after the Paul Manafort guilty verdicts and the guilty plea by Michael Cohen. I'm convinced they don't care. They simply don't care. Calvin, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
How are you doing, Kevin? I just wanted to answer your question. Yeah, I truly care. And I started listening to you about a year ago, and I listened to you and stayed on here because you make sense with a lot of things you say. But I'm going to be honest with you, Kevin. I feel like parting with your radio station because you can't admit when Trump is wrong either. You won't do it. And I have respect for you because when I first started listening to you, you hit both kids. I don't care who it was. But for you to sit there and say Cohen's a liar, Trump's a liar as well. But you're going to take Cohen's word over him because you don't like him.
No. What I'm saying is, if this was a campaign finance irregularity, if you want to call it that, or breaking the laws, the campaign finance laws, that is one thing. But you're making a quantum leap from somebody, some federal official, directed me to make these payments. We don't know that that's the president of the United States. I mean, it's not specified.
I don't know, Kevin, but neither do you. And when Obama was
and that's my point.
I admitted it everywhere.
No.
Trump is wrong, you won't admit it.
Calvin, but that's my point. We don't know. You don't know. I don't know.
But you just called Cohen a liar. You called him an admitted liar, but you won't say Trump's an admitted liar. Well, he's lied openly on many times.
Well, he misstates facts.
No, he lies. Come on,
Kevin. Okay. Calvin, thanks, man. And you and I may disagree on this. I'm simply saying that I think as a witness, Michael Cohen would be a lousy witness. Did you betray your friends and your, you know, the folks you were working with by tape, your own clients, which, by the way, can get you disbarred? This guy has already done stuff that will get him disbarred. What kind of a witness would he be? And that's why I'm saying people are making a quantum leap that maybe there's a tape that implicates the president. I don't know. I don't know. I will say this, that if the president is in some way implicated with corroboration, that there could be problems. Would it be impeachment problems? I don't know. I mean, the one thing we learned through Bill Clinton is high crimes and misdemeanors are hard to define. And ultimately, they are defined first in the House of Representatives. And if the House does turn Democrat, it's what those 435 members of Congress think. And once it gets to the Senate, it becomes, what is it the Senate thinks? And it looks like Republicans are going to hold on to the Senate. So the chance of conviction, this might be a Bill Clinton sort of deal, where he is impeached by the House, but not convicted by the Senate. That is a pretty high bar. Well, and by the way, you may agree with Calvin, which is fine if you do. You may disagree with Calvin. I mean, the only point I'm trying to make is people are trying to make the quantum leap that the person that directed Michael Cohen to make those payments was Trump himself. I don't know that that's true, and you don't know that that's true. And the dumb thing is, the only people that really know probably are Robert Mueller and Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen may be lying through his teeth. That's the problem. Anyway, we'll get to more of your calls on the other side. And if you agree with Calvin, fine. If you disagree with Calvin, that's okay too. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Your calls from all across the state. Don't forget, we're going to be broadcasting live on many of these stations across the state of Nevada on Saturday for the Basque Fry. Yeah, did you hear about that? 10 till 2. Kellyanne Conway's going to be there. Devin Nunes is going to be there, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Adam Laxalt. He's running for governor, but he's also the state attorney general. Pam Bondi, the attorney general of Florida. Marcus Luttrell from Lone Survivor fame. Yeah. Oh, what a guy he is. A whole bunch to do. We'll talk about it with you coming up next, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, I want you to hear the President of the United States. This in the midst of this huge hubbub about Michael Cohen pleading guilty, of Paul Manafort being found guilty on 8 of 18 counts, could spend the rest of his life in prison. 70 years old. How long will he last? Even in a minimum security prison, how long would he actually last? One of the things that I loved is yesterday he was out on the stump for a guy named Patrick Morrissey. Patrick Morrissey in West Virginia is running for Senate, trying to unseat Joe Manchin. Let's go to cut six. This was pretty cool. It's one of the things the president will do from time to time. He'll invite a candidate up on stage and let him give the 3-minute stump speech. But for Patrick Morrissey, this is cut six. His little 3-minute stump speech was all about unseating Joe Manchin and President Donald J. Trump.
Liberal Joe no longer has West Virginia values. Let's go through the record. Manchin was for Obama. Manchin was for Hillary. Manchin is for radical gun control, Planned Parenthood. He shills for EpiPen. And he opposed the Trump tax cuts. Let me be clear, that's pretty bad, right? Remember, this is West Virginia. We benefit as much or more than anyone from the Trump tax cuts. Joe Manchin no longer has West Virginia values, period. When I get to the U.S. Senate, I'm going to be a strong ally of President Trump. I'm going to be the conservative fighter that you can rely on. We're going to stand up for coal and our energy resources, and we're going to tackle this opiate epidemic more aggressively than anyone. It's my honor to be here tonight and be on the same stage with the president. Mr. President, thank you for your leadership, your work, and for standing up for West Virginia. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's great stuff. And you'll notice how yet another U.S. Senate candidate is not running away from, but embracing the president of the United States. Now, one of the things that the president did, and in fact, I'll take you all the way to the back of the speech, but I want you to listen to the final couple of minutes of this speech by the president. It sounded like a 2020 re-election campaign speech. I think we'll be hearing a lot of this. But this was the president. This is cut eight. And it was the president closing out his speech in Charleston, West Virginia.
I joke that I'll have Patrick Morrissey coming to me soon. He'll be your senator. And he'll say, Mr. President, the people of West Virginia can't stand winning so much. They haven't won in decades. And now you're winning with coal. You're winning with everything. He's going to say, Patrick, he's going to say, Mr. President, please, they don't want to win so much. They can't stand it. Please, you're winning too much for West Virginia. Please stop winning. And I'm going to say, Patrick, I'm sorry. I don't care what the hell the people of West Virginia want. We're going to keep on winning anyway because I believe that's what they want, right? That's what they want. Because the people of West Virginia never give up, they never give in, and they never back down. Because we are Americans, and our hearts bleed red, white, and blue. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together, we will make America wealthy again. That's happening. That's happening a lot faster than the fake news ever said it could happen. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, West Virginia. Thank you.
Every time I hear that, I get goosebumps. Only because I've been in the arena, I've been steps away from the president, hearing him deliver those very same words. I was, I don't know, what was I? 20, 25 feet away, right in front of the president, when he made those same words about make America great again, make America safe again, and all that. And it gave me goosebumps sitting at the Venetian, or standing at the Venetian, right in front of the podium. And women were fainting all around us. In fact, he had to stop the speech. Remember that? He had to stop the speech because a woman right next to me just crumpled to the ground. And we got her some water, and we let her out. I remember that. And I was so honored to be asked by the president and his team to MC the event. And got a nice picture with the president. It was really fun. Now the question is, are the 63 million people that voted for the president, how troubled are they this morning? I watched just very briefly and listened a little bit on my way to work. I listened to Jeffrey Toobin and all these political hacks, these talking heads on TV, these pundits, and they all said the same thing. Oh, my God, the president's in deep, 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 deep trouble. I kept saying to myself, okay, why? Well, he may be party to a, some sort of criminal conspiracy. He may be aiding and abetting a criminal act, the act of campaign finance violation. Is it okay for a person, a private citizen, to, as part of a non-disclosure agreement, pay her $130,000? Now, logic tells me, yeah, you can do that. I will be honest with you. I have been a party to that. I've been on the accepting side. In fact, I was involved in an out-of-court settlement on a wrongful termination suit that I filed in federal court. We would have won the whole thing. We settled on the Sunday right before the Monday opening statements. We literally settled on the courthouse steps. And I'm not at liberty to tell you what I got, but we settled amicably on the Sunday before the Monday court date. So I have some experience in this area. It's perfectly legal to do that. I will tell you this. I received an undisclosed sum. Not going to tell you what. Not going to tell you who it was with. But the fact is that I've been I'm part of a non-disclosure agreement. So I do have some experience in this area. But all I'm saying is the president isn't guilty of anything yet. What is it that Michael Cohen has? And again, remember, when he was raided, they got everything. Blackberries, everything. Everything the guy owns, the feds took. Now the question is, what does Michael Cohen, is there any corroboration that it was the president who said, go ahead, pay the $130,000, here's the money for it? Now it would make sense, because I'm going to tell you what the difference is. When you're a candidate for president, the rules are a little different than they are as a private citizen. Stick around. More to do. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. We'll get to your calls on the other side. How about that? Are you worried for the President of the United States? Are you worried for Donald J. Trump? Do you think that there may be some legal jeopardy ahead? Call me. Tell me. And by the way, I know we've got a lot of legal eagles, folks who practice law, folks who know the law, and maybe even some people that have dealt with campaign finance. Call me. If you're a first-time caller, let our producer, our executive producer, we call him God, Jameson, just tell him you're a first-time caller. We'll move you up in line. We'll give you some extra love. It's that kind of thing. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. It is so good to have you with us, live and local, now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop.
Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. The president yesterday in Charleston, West Virginia. And, let's go to cut 7. Because he gives the GOP a lot of credit for the economic upturn, the recovery, so to speak. This was the president last night, Charleston, packed house, Charleston, West Virginia.
Thanks to Republicans, our economy is booming like it has never boomed before. We've created another number that nobody would have believed if I said it during the campaign. 4 million new jobs since the election. Nobody would have believed it. Almost 3.9 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps. Think of that. They don't need them because they have a job. They're eating better now. They don't need food stamps. Almost 4 million, think of it. Last year in West Virginia, per capita income grew 40% faster than the national average. 40%. Congratulations. Congratulations. I told you, last time I was here, you weren't so happy like you are now. We've added over 400,000 new manufacturing jobs nationwide. That number is soon going to exceed 600,000. And our opponent said, there's no such thing as manufacturing jobs anymore, right? And I'd say, oh, I see, we're not going to make things anymore. Think of it. We'll be close to 600,000 very soon. We have companies pouring in to our country. They're coming back. These are companies that left. They're coming back to Michigan. They're coming back to West Virginia. They're coming back to Pennsylvania and Ohio. They're coming to Florida. They're coming back. Not just opening, they're coming back. They left, and now they're coming back because they want to be where the action is. And the action is in the United States of America.
Yeah, yeah. I love that stuff. By the way, Asia Argento is now confessing to sex with an underage teen in leaked messages. Yeah. So one of the leaders of the hashtag MeToo thing, turns out she's up to her eyeballs in hush money. She is paying off hush money. Asia Argento, and this is according to TMZ, says she did not have sex with then 17-year-old Jimmy Bennett, but a photo and various text messages between Argento and a friend tell a very different story. She flat out says she had sex with him. She's saying publicly now, no, I didn't. This whole hashtag MeToo thing, I'm not saying that there aren't women that were, taken advantage of. But I always go back to the Harvey Weinstein thing. Harvey Weinstein, I don't think, did this whole thing of power. Hey, I'll get you a role in one of my films if you'll sleep with me. And I'll bet you, if he asked 100 women, 50 would have said no. Hell no. But I also would be willing to bet that there are probably 50 women that said yes. It'll advance my career. You know? Okay, fine. And then afterwards may have felt real guilty and become part of the Me Too thing. But the fact is, there are women that said yes and women that said no to Harvey Weinstein. And my only point is, when you see Asia Argento and Miss Holier Than Thou, and then you see the picture of her and Jimmy Bennett naked in bed, a selfie, you end up having to ask yourself, well, you know, what is this whole Me Too, hashtag Me Too thing based on? And granted, she's only one woman. But I'd be willing to bet there are other women who have paid hush money too. That's the only point I'm trying to make. And I'm not trying to say that the movement isn't genuine. I'm not saying this, that the movement isn't authentic. No, it is. I mean, there are men that have taken advantage of women. And that's wrong. But I will also say that there are people like Asia Argento and others who, I'll bet you, either themselves or through their agent, paid hush money. You know, women, for instance, that didn't want it out that they were lesbians. And so they paid hush money. I'm just guessing that that's probably true too. Again, this is Hollywood we're talking about. Coming up, we're going to switch gears. Jenna Ellis is going to join us, director of public policy for the James Dobson Family Institute, a constitutional attorney. Here in the state of Nevada, we've got a lot of different issues involving our young people, involving transgender bathrooms, gender identity. We're going to get to the bottom of it coming up in our next segment. This is one of those issues that is not going to go away. The Clark County School District dealt with this back on August 9th. The state is getting ready to deal with it as well. Who's going to fight the fight? We'll find out from Jenna Ellis. That's all coming up next. And don't forget Dennis Hoff at the bottom of the next hour. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now. Another one bites the dust. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016.